then if this come in and put in place, then we'd be up by copper pipe. Is that right? Paul said, to the brethren at Thessalonians, and I pray God that your whole soul, body, and spirit be preserved, brethren, until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. You want to read that? Find it in Thessalonians, I think, not sure if it's first, second Thessalonians, and it's the last verse of the first chapter, I believe. There's two verses, I think. Second Thessalonians. If not that, then find it. Now look right at this. Now this is no different than Paul. I mean, this is no different than John. The first epistle of John in this chapter, but this is no different.
You hear him?
Well, I was saying some interpolation in one place. Well, what he was over here. You understand? John said, there's three of that. Blessed is the death of the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these two are one. Is that right? Now, Paul said, I believe God. Is that right? Is that right? Is that right? Is that right?
And the very God of peace sanctify you whole.
And the very God of peace sanctify you whole.
And I pray God.
And I pray God.
Your whole spirit.
That your whole spirit.
And soul.
And soul.
And body.
And body.
Be preserved blameless.
Be preserved blameless.
Unto the coming of our Lord.
Unto the coming of our Lord.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Bass, that your spirit, that's the God part of you. That your soul, you understand? Now that's the conscious part. See? And the body. You understand? Which is really an unconscious. You understand what I'm telling you? Because it's in the mind. Is that right? It's physical. Now that's the difference. But the spirit itself, that is God. That's the reason why, before you, you know, make up your mind, before you get started, there's always somebody talking about, don't you know, that don't get no stuff, you know, always trying to do something, you don't care, you don't do that, you know, anything. You know what I'm talking about? You see? And they always talk about, you got to throw away this, you got to do away with that, you got to do away with it, or get that right. They talk about something easy. And the strong drink, ain't that right? Whiskey. You understand? Beer, wine. Wine, the mop, the strong drink, the place, the place, the seat, and that right, and that right, and all that right. You say it doesn't drink a whole different. Whiskey don't make you go get drunk, you can see. You got no drunk, ain't that right? You're not wise, you're not smart at all. But I bet you drink one that way. I bet the next thing you know better. You get all wise and so good. Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, the point you get that I'm trying to convey to your mind, if you haven't lost the point. Now, the head, you see, you always talk about them visible things, about them things that you need. You see, you got to do away with it in order to be right with God. Is that right? Put on the hat. Did you say that was right? Then a lying dog. turn right back around. Every one of those natural things that Jesus said he would. And Paul said was in the middle of the cross, he goes them right back in. Now, you see that? You see what he did? You understand? Now, he's got you to put on the natural chin in the back. Natural drinking whiskey. You understand? Natural. Everything. Now, he says you're free. Is that right? You put on all that habits that you took up. See? Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Then it turned right, that's natural. Then it turned right back around and got the natural thing. Then God said, the day of the cross, and brought that back over here. No, I was just glad to tell you to put that back. Mm-hmm. See how deceived you, how it fooled you, with that natural thing. You get it?
Resurrected
when it comes. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Is
see? Now he wants me to sin.
You see?
Now he wants me to say that you are supposed to eat Gentiles and all. Now what I'm praying is that supper. You understand? Understand? When I want you to think that that's what you're supposed to do, is to eat it, and Jesus said so. He said so in the New Testament. Yeah, I'm talking about them bills, the sin. Don't do that. And I'm talking about the bills of God put upon you for the people tonight. And I'm talking about Satan being transformed as an angel of light or the gospel of the See, and I'm talking about him being incarnated with you, causing you to leave all the tables and the superstitions. You understand? Mm-hmm. And I'm telling you there's no way to convert it. You just must be called out. That's all it is to that. You just got to get rid of him because he's not going to change. You understand? And then all this was created in the clouds and in the fire. But everything that was created in the clouds, is that right? Do you see that now?
Mm-hmm.
And then God had cast it down to the earth, and the earth abides in the sun, the sun, the moon, the stars, everything. The guys in the cloud are abiding in the glory of the Lord. And everything that God has said is going to pass. Will have to come to pass in eternity. And eternity is not measured by time. Time is in the realm of eternity, not eternity within time. That's why you find in the first chapter of Genesis, if you go on down and read the first chapter, I don't want you to do that. Then when you go home, see, and down into the fourth chapter, or the second chapter of Genesis, you will find. You understand? And brother, day by day upon, of going to see and do day by day, and the river be faithful. And this thing called perigal, preview. This is the first day, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day. My brother's day is this, the very next day. And here today. Now you see, they come out of mm-hmm. You see, the very day that is drawn the promise of Abraham. See, I got on that very day, is that right? Mm-hmm. And now then they went into the wilderness, they stayed 40 years. See that guy?
Mm-hmm.
And now God, before they went to the wilderness, well, on the 15th day, you just have to have some time to go to the you understand? You won't be talking like that. You see, then God called Moses after he spoke on the 6th day, or the day of Pentecost. Is that right? Which would be the same day as this. In the realm of eternity. God spoke on that 6th day. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm telling you?
Mm-hmm.
It's a big difference with people over here. Get the point? Or the speaker is concerned. Speak through Moses, to the children of Israel, speak through this, then we will travel about the truth to the children of Israel. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, listen. You see, now what I'm showing you is this. Cloud covering the top of the mountain, and everything coming in. And this cloud is symbolized to the day. Now, the day that we're talking about, see, the sun is rising and setting. And this is way after the creation of heaven and earth that God chose Moses to do. See, the sun, moon, and stars, and everything is already created. See? Before it was all, whether it's Moses or whatever all of it. You see what I'm talking about? The sun is rising and setting, then they say it is now. But you see, on that day, that God spoke to it. That's the day. That's the day. See, when you hear that child, them 6 days, the sun died for the angel and camped around the mountain. And they were looking for it. They were proud. And then there was evening. See, from three around to the mountain, that cloud was there. It was a fire. You see, now I got 10 minutes. Now you have to dwell fast
to absorb all that I said. Now, this is a condensation. See, this is a reiteration. You see, this is a summary. You know, that's what we have done here. Now, 2 Peter, 3rd chapter. Now, you have to read.
But the day of the Lord will come.
Now, remember, I told you this was the day of the Lord. Mm-hmm. You understand? All of God is saved in Christ. In the fourth verse of the second chapter, then, that in the day when the Lord God created. In a minute, if you get right. The verse of the second chapter, then, that in the day when the Lord God created. In a minute, if you get right. He did it in the day. I don't know where that is going. You understand? Not in time. But the Son of the Room is hard, I said, it's established time. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. You understand? You understand? And you begin to account for years. Days, months, and seasons, and years. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
You see, then if he's created at the end of the day, then you see, it would have to be the day of the Lord, or the eternal day. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
So then it takes the place in the relative day. And now look, now this is a burning fire. Moses is seeing this thing. The priest is getting mercy in the fire. Everything that's in there is God's creation. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now.
But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night.
Now, get that third chapter. The Lord
is not slack concerning
the Lord. There's eight verse.
But beloved,
be not ignorant. Now, if you just don't be stupid, don't be ignorant about this. Is that right? All right, you know. But one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. Each day that the sun rolls and sets, God is saying, rolls and sets, the time moves in us too. Each one of those days. So, what he described there in the first chapter of 50, all in the remedy thing, or in the day, which he described in the fourth verse of the second chapter of 50. Now, you see that now? He sees that in clouds, also that, or the invisible thing, that him from the creation of the world, of course, and being understood by the things that are made to be the kind of power and glory, so that they are without his earth to the eye. You understand? So we look at the visible and understand the invisible. Is that right? Now, you see how it comes in, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You get the point?
Mm-hmm.
Now, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day with the Lord is a thousand years, and a thousand years is as one day. Hey, beloved, hey, hey. But the Lord is not slack concerning his
promise,
as some men count slack.
But is long suffering
to us.
Not willing
that any should
perish.
But all should come to the end.
But
the day of the Lord. See, all of this is to show fear. This year, and the animal is done. And this day, the animal is done. At the feast of the night. Is that right? Now read. In which the heaven shall pass away with a great noise.
And the
elements shall not return to you. Now look at them. If you're smart, if you're real wise, then you can see that I'm telling you that they say, coming in from spirits, you see, in the cloud, a burning cloud.
Mm.
You understand? And that's what Peter is looking at, you see. You understand? Coming in that cloud. And God is a consuming fire. Is that right?
Mm.
And this is eternity. God is a consuming fire. Is that right? From which everything coming through existence. You understand? Now he's telling you all that God is brought into existence. And when they have played their part, the role according to the purpose of God, then the heaven shall pass away with a great number. And since they come in this way, you understand? Then say they shall be dissolved. Is that right?
We know. The earth also.
And the work that are in shall be dissolved. Now, seeing then that all of these things shall be dissolved.
What
manner of persons ought we to be?
In
all holy conversation. And God.
Looking
for the salvation of the Son. Looking, see, John said it as Jesus said in the 24th chapter of Matthew, for the Lord, my Lord, the day is coming.
You see that now, you begin to smite. And I said, sir, if you begin to smite, you could tell a man, you know what I'm talking about? Don't be like that. You understand? Mm-hmm. But that's what somebody would say. That's what the folks would say now. That's what the Pope John the 23rd said. And they would be more than too, because they didn't get across the income back to the second time. As you thought, you understand what I'm talking about? Now look, God. You see what I'm saying? Now, Christ in you. Christ has already come to you. John 4:24. One of the first verses in John, the fourth chapter. Is that right? You know what it means? Not every spirit, three chapters. Is that right? Mm-hmm. Try the spirit. Try not with that to be a precaution. You wouldn't know about it. Where he acknowledges Christ in you. Or the other friends find out who that brother would put you. You understand? Mm-hmm. You hear that now?
Mm-hmm. For many false prophets
are going out into the world. Men are being deceived.
Hereby,
just put this on you. I'm convinced.
Hereby I know you. Yeah,
is that right?
Now right by this. Every spirit that testifies that Jesus Christ is going to come. Christ is a quickening spirit, and you say Christ in you
is the only hope of glory when you say all saints. Is that right? Christ is all great from. And that's the only hope that you have an immortal glory. That spirit must abide and grow within you. Do you understand what I'm talking about? You understand? Now that's not subject to confirmation. That spirit is the man that is within you, and that you are not continuing. He said the Lord knows how to deliver the godly and reserve the wicked until the day of judgment to be punished. Isn't that right? Mm-hmm. Just like Solomon the mind. We don't think I've got
looking for hasty
coming.
Now listen, if you look for a hasty coming of the Lord, if that was what you were looking for, then he said, you said wrong, doesn't you understand? I don't see him up in that. You're going to be caught by a surprise. You see, that day of the Lord, just like one of the people in the night. You understand? Now, and the congressmen and the folks all over the world talk about the desegregation and segregation. While they're looking, you understand, to establish their God's church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Integration in school, you understand? You better get integrated in the spirit of Christ. And get on up out of this place. Ain't that right? All right, we know.
And they too until the coming of the day of God.
And they too until the coming of the day of God.
Where in the heavens came on fire.
Now listen.
Now I just kept on talking about the fire.
The land of heaven
being on fire. God
is a consuming fire. That is that day of the Lord. Is that right? Mm-hmm. You see, you're looking at heaven being on fire.
Shall be God.
Shall be. Not me, not presume, not inactive, but perhaps, but it shall be.
Yes, ain't that right?
How do you know, Peter?
Don't you see, I just got some technology coming. Mm-hmm. All right, dude.
And the elements shall melt the further.
Nevertheless,
we according to his promise.
Look for a new day.
And a new earth. Let me say this. Now, praying this one was an old law. You understand? And now we look for a new covenant. You understand? Just like we look for the old heavenly earth. You understand? The Moses saw in the vision coming. You understand? We look for us to go back out. That way, you understand? It's never the best. I don't mean to remind you doing that. Because we look for a new thing. And we do it. according to his price. I hope you've gotten something out of it.
I want to ask you a question right here. Now, right here where Sister Mary read at, now it says the day of the Lord comes, the day of the Lord will come in the teeth of the night. Then I'll look over here in 2 Thessalonians. Now, this is 2 Peter, where she read it. Now, it was necessary for Peter to write another letter. You see? Now, over in 2 Thessalonians, it says that day shall not come except as you upon the
earth. Yes. Well, now, you see, now, that was what I was trying to tell you a while ago, when I kept talking about them bills, incarnating and new fathers. Saying, remember I kept telling you about that?
Uh-huh.
You understand? Well, now, that day should not come except for come upon the way first, and that man of sin or the devil be revealed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yes.
Now, everyone that knows the truth, you see, you know, every one of these hypocrite preachers, Lord, to the degree he opens his mouth, he denies his father. You understand? He is revealed. And Satan set no land of action. You understand? The Pope. You understand? Claiming to be the head of the church, occupying the secret field. Is that right? Now, we went in that 2 Thessalonians. See, that's what I was talking about. Satan being transformed by the remainder of light or of hope. You see? Taking the place of Christ. You understand? Now he's bearing with you as well. As he bears it. You understand? And his ministry, you understand? And all the holy and many Christ, there's nothing but Babylon or confusion. And so also Christ didn't come right out of it, so that he got the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And if this false teaching runs through the Bible, false teaching runs here. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now he deserves as a spirit of judgment. One of the great nights of eternity is telling you the truth. Come up here and explain the book. Did you hear him talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And you quit hanging in the hell to change you all into destructive lies.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Quit hanging. Quit riding him around in Cadillac.
You see what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah, what I'm looking at is that I'm looking at that priest, you see. In other words, it ain't going to be if it wasn't on the law, the priest going out there to stand for it. That's what I'm looking at. To bring that up, because that's why it took the second letter, you see, this epistle, because that priest went out there on the day of atonement, and I'm saying that they're looking like that, and you know what?